We haven't really heard much lately from Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, but that doesn't mean his regime is not trying to get its message out around the world. After all, it's got an official news agency, Sana, with a website in 8 languages. And those languages now include Hebrew, as my colleague Aaron Schachter reports.
The Syrian regime isn't being coy. It launched its new Hebrew language website to gain the upper hand in the battle for public opinion. So how's the new Hebrew website doing?
Visually, it looks fine. When you start reading it, it becomes funny very quickly.
Elizabeth Tsurkov is an Israeli human rights activist. She's also former Israeli military intelligence, but she won't tell me exactly what she did.
They don't use certain sounds that we have in Hebrew but are non-existent in Arabic. So, for example, instead of Tzipi Livni, the Minister of Justice, they write Tzibi Lifni because they don't have P. They don't have the sound V either in Arabic.
Tsurkov gained a bit of fame over the summer when she tweeted at Hamas during the war in Gaza, correcting its Hebrew grammar. Hamas was trying to speak directly to the Israeli people, or rather scare the Israeli people, in a series of Hebrew language text messages. So far, the Syrian government isn't being as ominous or as threatening in its Hebrew language offering.
I think it's motivated by the idea that Israel has a great influence over the U.S., and therefore there's a reason to kind of talk to the Israeli public, which they see as highly influential.
But the Sana website probably isn't winning any converts. The articles retain the Assad regime's anti-Israel spin. Sana refers to the Israeli army as the Israeli occupation force. So as long as the writing and language remain as they are, Tsurkov doubts the website will have the intended effect.
I think Israelis may read it to joke about it because of all the mistakes. It's very, very interesting that they're prioritizing this, considering, you know, the financial strains. I mean, I wouldn't prioritize propaganda to Israelis over feeding your own people, but I'm not a dictator.
The Sana website has also recently been translated into Farsi. No word yet on how good the spelling and grammar are on that one. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter.